Okay, it's time now for the notebook.
Jeff Howe's Longhorn Notebook.
Mike Roach, Horns 24/7 recruiting editor, will join us at the top of hour number two. So Mike had a late night last night. He went to North Shore Summer Creek last night. Mm-hmm. Little Christopher Ross, little Kelvin Banks, also Bo Davis, Jeff Banks were in the house. So we'll get Mike's thoughts. And plus, yes, we're going to talk plenty of Arch Manning at the top of hour number two.
Sure.
So you'll get your Arch Manning fix on today's show. But right now, it is a Friday, so this is how we do it. Three matchups to watch when Texas takes on Oklahoma. 7 o'clock, the pregame coverage starts here on the Horn tomorrow and all across the Austin Radio Network. Matchup number one, Crickets, Alfred Collins against the two Oklahoma State offensive tackles, that being Cole Birmingham and Jake Springfield. Cole Birmingham goes 6'5", 308. Jake Springfield, 6'5", 310, a couple of native Texans. Going against Alfred Collins, we're going to see more of Alfred Collins this week. Again, Sark said yesterday on the Zoom call, other than Xavier Worthy, since the Arkansas game, there has not been a more improved player in the program than Alfred Collins. He's one of those guys, you see him win one-on-one battles more often than any of those other defensive linemen. Sark referenced that yesterday, so that's why you're going to see more of Alfred Collins, see him on the edge. And Craig, last week, you know, in the Oklahoma game, you got to look through the muck of that defensive performance to find a few bright spots. He was one of them. He was winning one-on-ones in that Oklahoma game last week and getting pressure on the quarterback. So Alfred Collins against the two Oklahoma State offensive tackles, can he continue to win those one-on-ones, especially in situations where, you know, Pete Kwiatkowski on a third down might want to play some more coverage, might want to devote more bodies looking at Spencer Sanders rather than playing man coverage and running the risk of him getting loose on the run. So that's matchup number one. Matchup number two, the Texas wide receivers, Craig, against the Oklahoma corners. Jerick Bernard, Converse, Christian Holmes. Oklahoma State's got big corners. Bernard Converse goes 6'1", 200. Holmes goes 6'1", 205. We know this Texas wide receiver group is a smaller receiver group, but if you go back to last year's game in Stillwater, I think every big play Texas had in the passing game, they were able to scheme guys open. Mike Yurcich and Tom Herman were able to scheme guys open. That, to me, is the key for Sark, because we've seen Sark be able to do that. Now, you've got like a guy like Xavier Worthy, he can get off the jam, get off and press coverage at the line of scrimmage because his footwork is so good and he's so explosive off of the snap. But Texas, like they ended up having to do last year, they've got to win one-on-ones against these bigger Oklahoma State corners. That's one of those styles makes fights matchups, Craig. The leaner, faster Texas wide receivers against the big physical Oklahoma State corners. And matchup number three, it's the Texas safeties against Spencer Sanders and Jaylen Warren. Now, again, I say you can look at quarterback matchups however you want. Why the safeties? Quite frankly, because the safeties did such a bad job at filling the alley last week and trying to make tackles that that group's missed tackles were responsible for some of the big plays Oklahoma was able to generate. These two guys, they can pop the explosive play on you if you don't break down and do and practice proper tackling technique. If you're just launching yourself into the ball carrier, they will make you miss in space and they can make you pay. So it's, to me, it's that Texas safety group. It's BJ Foster, it's Jaron Thompson, if Brendan Schooler's in the game, whoever it is, even throw Anthony Cook in there since he plays that star position in the nickel. The last line of defense has to play good, sound football to not, number one, let the ball get over your head, but number two, prevent a bad play from just becoming a catastrophic play.
All right. There it is. And we'll have more from Jeff coming up in the bottom of the hour. Longhorn Notebook coming up next hour. But again, as Jeff pointed out, Mike Roach, Horns 24/7 recruiting analyst, recruiting editor, joins us just past 11 o'clock. So we'll look forward to that as well. Tell you what else we're looking forward to. You know what Friday means with Inconceivable?
Hey, Snoop, what does it mean on Friday?
Flaccid.
He just says flaccid.
Illumination, please. Go to the more flaccid state in the Union. Yes. To grab that low-hanging fruit.
We're getting flaccid.
We get just a drop of you saying that.
Flaccid.
Mark the tape right there.
Okay. It is a Florida man or Florida person Friday. In this case, it is Florida man Friday.
Yeah, we don't discriminate. Florida woman makes headlines. We don't discriminate.
Absolutely. In this case, it is Florida man this week, times two. We'll get to that when we continue with Light the Tower on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. We're live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.